Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Please be advised that Gen X, This Is Why, contains adult language.
Like, how many times do these people have to get duped by diabolical maniacs and, like, bad blonde wigs before they understand?
Hi, and welcome to Gen X, This Is Why, the podcast where we re-examine the sometimes bizarre and often scarring media from our shared childhood. My name is Amy, and I'm a proud Gen Xer born in 1977.
And I'm her sister Jenny, born in 1974.
Jenny, can we discuss that I have taken over the tech for the podcast, and it's not gone well?
Can we discuss that Amy has sent everyone to fucking Banana Town? You guys are all in Banana Town because of Amy.
Look, there's going to be a learning curve, but here's the deal, guys.
I didn't know that learning curve. When you said there was going to be a learning curve, I thought you meant for you, not for everyone who listens to our podcast.
Here's the deal. Jenny just has, like, let's face it, you just have a more intense job than I have, and she travels a lot. So I said to her the other day, like, I just need complete control over this whole thing.
Right, but you could have just done the stuff that but then you decide to switch platforms. A day before I leave for Germany for 12 days. So
yes. Yeah.
Hopefully.
So here's the deal, guys. If you're a patron, we love you. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Number two, some of you listen on the Patreon app. Okay. So I'm still publishing the episodes there. So you will not, nothing will change for you. The rest of you, you may get a prompt because the RSS feed is changing. So you'll get a prompt, you'll hit, you know, approve, yes, I give Acast permission to do whatever they want to me, I don't care.
That's not what it is.
What it basically is Acast, our new platform, is integrated with Patreon. So they need your permission to access
to
what
deliver
level
you the
of Patreon
content.
You're on, and then they'll deliver you the content. So bottom line, it should be easier. It may not be. So if you
It should have been easier, but I feel like you were doing all kinds of crazy shit at first.
So if you guys have any issues, I think we're all ironed out.
But Amy's phone number is...
just reach out to me personally in the Mimi Bees or on Patreon, and I'll figure out what I can for you.
The regular feed should be no one should notice anything.
No one will notice anything.
Unless you listen to it on Buzzsprout,
which I doubt
I don't think anybody was.
What's nice about what Acast is doing is they're trying to put it all together in one feed for you.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, you won't have to listen to your Patreon feed somewhere else. You know, it's just all together, which Apple Podcasts has been doing forever.
Yeah.
But it depends because, for example, I'm a patron of another podcast. They don't put their regular episodes on there. You just get the bonus content.
Okay.
So when I subscribe with that RSS feed, I'm only getting bonus content. So I have to have two subscriptions, one to their main feed, one to their Patreon.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
What Acast is trying to do is make that all together for you guys. So we'll see if that works. Let us know. I also said to Jenny, I need XYZ before you leave for Germany tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, great time to do this. Great, wonderful time to do this. Like, I'm literally going to be home for like 3 weeks when I come back.
And I did say to you, it can wait till you get back.
But I knew you were going to do it anyway, so I'd rather you do it while I'm here than when I'm gone.
The graphics.
The graphics, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So we're going to finish up today. Little House on the Prairie, Season 8, Episode 2, The Reincarnation of Nelly, Part 2. Oh, wait, I forgot. More announcements. I have a proposal on the air for you, Jenny.
Okay.
On Hulu, so it's accessible to you if you own Hulu or if you're
subscribed. If I own Hulu. Do I have to buy the company Hulu?
They have dropped a show, and I propose we do it because it is so magical. And it's outside our time frame, but it's very much our time frame. And that is Rock of Love, the reality show where they find a team for Bret Michaels.
Fuck. I've seen some of that. That is a train wreck.
I watched it when it happened.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
So I propose we do that show. You think about it.
Oh, God.
It's so amazing.
How long is it?
There's like two or three seasons, but the first season's only like 8 or 10 episodes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, Jenny God. And I were talking, like, we look for certain characteristics in a show. One, it has to take itself too seriously.
It has Bret Michaels as the center of it, dating.
Number two, it has to have an egomaniac at the center of it.
Bret Michaels at the center of it, dating.
And number three, it just has to be a parody of itself. And I feel like
Bret Michaels at the center of it, dating.
That's what Rock of Love is. So guys, come at us if you want us to do that. Maybe we'll throw it up over the summer. Okay. Oh, Jenny will throw up, that's for sure. Okay. Jenny, the misogyny alone will be.
Oh God, that guy, man.
Oh. So Jenny, I have a question for you about the reincarnation of Nelly. Do you think it needed to be two parts, or do you think he's just stretching it out at this point?
There's a lot of filler here.
There's a lot of filler. So again, guys, we're doing Little House on the Prairie, Season 8, Episode 2, The Reincarnation of Nelly, Part 2. Jenny, give me a description.
The description reads, Nels and Harriet's newly adopted daughter, Nancy, settles in quickly at their new home. Harriet delights in spoiling her, but the child is a diabolical monster who creates major trouble everywhere she goes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Jenny, we open on Nancy and Willie getting ready for school, and Nels asks them if they can get some ice from the ice house. Guess what they find in the ice house, Jen?
First of all, where did this ice house, manifest from?
I don't know. Just they needed it for the plot, so they built it real quick.
But that building,
they put a prisoner down there.
But wasn't that building something else long ago? Didn't somebody live there?
They did put a prisoner down there. The dude, you remember, the land guy.
So I guess the ice house you just, build into the side of a mountain.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the Olsen's ice house, is it? Or is it just...
Oh, is it the town ice house?
Maybe.
No, Nell seems responsible. We'll get into this later, but Nell seems responsible for it.
I don't know. But Jenny, in the ice house, they find a baby Jenny in there with her eyes rolling back in her head.
Okay.
They find mom and dad in there chipping away some ice in their bra and underwear.
And Nancy's it's freezing in here.
Yes. Nancy's it's cold in here. And Willie's oh, I got stuck in here once. And I got so sick I had to stay in bed for a week. And Nancy's
He's because the door doesn't open from the inside. What? Don't tell the psychopath that. Don't tell a psychopath that information.
Later, you guys, you got Gen X pro tip. Be real careful what you tell a psychopath.
I have a lot of Gen X pro tips here.
Later, we see Nancy at school, and she's inviting the singer, Belinda Stevens, over to practice for the pageant and tells her Harriet will accompany her on the piano. Jen, do you know who Belinda Stevens is?
No.
It's Jan from The Office again.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah, remember so funny. She was in, was she in Michelle Mudd?
Yes, I think so.
Yes. So Nancy's just come on over, my mom's gonna play some piano. And guys, back then you didn't experience a piano a lot, so I keep calling her Jan, what's her name, Belinda Stevens.
Belinda,
she's yeah that sounds great. And Nancy's all right, I just gotta get some ice first, let's Belinda, pop in don't the old get ice duped. House
don't get duped, Belinda.
So Nancy lures her into the ice house and then strands her there. Now, this is important to understand. Yeah, this is important to understand how this goes down. Go ahead, Jenny.
Gen X pro tip. Don't wait here.
Don't wait here.
No matter what. Mm-mm. Don't wait here. If you're in a weird place and some weirdo lured you to a weird place, don't wait there.
No, don't wait. So Nancy lures her in there. She's like, oh, I forgot something. I forgot the burlap bag. Let me run back. You wait here. As she runs out, she sees Willie. She runs over to Willie and says, someone left the ice house door open. Is it going to melt? And Willie's like, yeah, dumbass. Let me go shut it. So Willie goes and shuts the door. So that's how it goes down. Okay.
I just have, oh shit, she's having Willie close the door. That's diabolical. This is Satan in a 12-year-old girl's body.
They held out all the stops here. I mean, it is just, wow. The next day we see, is it the next day or later? We see Nell's heading over.
It's the next day. We find that out later. Like, she was missing all night. Wait, no one's looking for her?
Looking for her?
Okay.
I don't know. Nels heads over to the ice house and he finds Belinda dead, I wrote, because I thought she was dead.
Oh my God, that would be dark.
And if she escapes death here, she's soon going to be in Baker's hands and we know she might not escape death there.
Right.
So now we see Albert running scoop speed to Doc Baker's and he finds Belinda's parents there.
Do you notice that Albert gets all hung up on chicks really fast?
Albert's into this chick.
Like, he just gets hung up on people so quick.
So he's like, where is she? How is she? And they're like, Doc has been working on her, but she hasn't come to yet.
What Doc's working been on working her? On her. What does that mean? Oh, no. She's fucked. He's like trying on a new tool that he bought. He's like removing her spleen with a butter knife.
Really, if you hear the phrase, Doc's been working on her, just go away. All right, so Mom's like, why the fuck was she in the ice house?
Because her parents don't care about her and she got back in ice?
Just, wow. Just then Baker emerges. She's awake, he goes, but it's hard for her to talk. I don't really understand the correlation there. Maybe one of the
because she was frozen to death, and I guess it affects your vocal cords.
Jenny, did that happen to you?
I don't know, because I was too young to even talk. That's how vulnerable I was.
Ooh, maybe Mom did that to you so you wouldn't cry anymore.
Probably.
Belinda tells the mom everything. She's like, Nancy lured me into the ice house, then she left, and she never came back. Yeah. Meanwhile, Dad, who is the worst actor I've ever seen?
He's a psycho. I don't know if he's trying to act like a psycho, but he is coming off as a psycho.
He is like, that Nels really needs to fix that door. No facial expression, no movement. Real weird.
Why would this, okay. Why would this door not open from the inside?
They didn't think of things like that back then.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't give
There's
a
no
fuck.
There's no safety regulations
Jenny,
or anything.
When we, now I want you to think about this. I could be wrong, but in my memory, when we first started working at McDonald's, and I was 14, and I was 15. So it was 1992, maybe. I could have sworn the walk-in freezer didn't have a way to get out from the inside.
No, that's not true. It had that thing that you pushed.
Okay, whatever. Stop.
It was 1992. That was just in your imagination that there was no way to get out of it.
When I was in the walk-in freezer chipping the ice away for the
Coke
machine.
We have OSHA now. Don't get me wrong.
My memory is fucked.
It's fucked by TV, I think.
Yes.
Well, and I think also not to be clear, there was 1,000 other super dangerous things going on there, but you weren't going to get stuck in the walk-in freezers.
Sure. I was listening to It's Always Sunny on Philadelphia has a podcast and the three guys are on it and they were talking and Mac, they're our age. Well, my age, they're not old like you. And Mac was talking about when they used to have beer parties as a teenager and the cops would tell them, just don't fight. It's too dangerous. And he's like, we'd all be drinking in the woods and then we'd get in cars and drive home. And they didn't care about that.
They just didn't
want us to fight.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Okay, so Dad is pissed. And he's like, I'm going to see the Olsons. Now we see Nancy singing in her bedroom and she's doing some real Amy singing here. Like,
oh,
la, 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 la. It's bad.
That's bad.
Jenny, I made a Willy Wonka reference here, and I'm so happy because now you finally get them. I said she has a real Veruca Salt vibe about her.
Oh God, yeah, she does.
Doesn't she?
Yep.
So Dad is with the Olsons, and they call Nancy downstairs. And Dad, again, worst actor in America, tells everyone what Belinda said. And Nancy plays this brilliantly. I have to give her some credit here.
Well, first of all, the dad's like, there has to be, Harriet's like, there has to be a simple explanation for my daughter almost killing your daughter. there must be a simple explanation for this.
Nancy's like, I didn't close the door, but when I saw the door was closed, I thought, oh, she must have changed her mind and went home. That's pretty brilliant. This kid's a good liar. She could think
she's a pro. She's a pro.
Yep. Dad is like, huh. And then Nancy throws Willie under the bus for closing the door. Then she starts freaking out. Wait a minute. Did you think I did this? This is a masterclass in manipulation, guys. A masterclass. Yep. She's like, you thought I did it, didn't you? Why? Because I'm adopted? And then she's like, you hate me, don't you? And she storms off. And Nels is like, look, I'm really sorry about this. But it does sound like it was an accident. And I'm going to get a lock on that door or a latch from the inside immediately.
Right.
Which she's like, I should have done 10 years ago. Yeah, like after you almost killed your son, it sounds like.
Yeah, right? Like if that didn't warrant like a, if that didn't warrant a latch from the inside or whatever.
Willie leaves and he meets up with Albert and they're walking into school and they're like, they figure this out right away.
Well, here's Willie's my question. Like, so they know that Nancy tried to murder Belinda and they do nothing with this information.
No, they really don't.
Yeah.
I think Willie knows his audience and knows Harriet is not going to believe him.
Yeah, that's true.
So then I wrote, why aren't Albert and Willie still in school? They're like 22 by this point. They're like 20,
right? I know.
Jesus Christ. Okay. In school, Laura's yelling.
And Nancy She's always yelling at her class. It's so crazy.
Nancy pops in and she sits by Albert. And Albert says to Laura, Belinda won't be here today. She's sick. I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it later. Laura takes the names of the girls who will be auditioning for the pageant. Now, I've come to understand this pageant is more like a play.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy raises her hand and whispers to Albert, it's a shame Belinda can't audition.
And now we suddenly, have motive.
Because Albert and Willie knew what she did, but they couldn't figure out why.
Right.
And now Albert's like, ooh, fuck. Got this. At the Olsons, Willie tries to tell Nels what happened. Like, after school, he goes home and he's like, we figured this out. I'm going to tell my dad. But Harriet interrupts them and he does not tell Harriet. Then he goes upstairs to do his homework and he realizes Nancy stole his homework. Now,
Jen. Did you get that whole thing, though, where he's like, Willie, kiss your father goodnight. And like, he didn't kiss his mother goodnight. And then Nels and Harriet talk about that. Yeah. It's so, like, it's such obvious filler.
Obvious filler. Jenny, why are Willie and Nancy doing the same homework?
I know. Like, there's, like, literally, like, 10 years between them. Willie must. I mean, how far did Willie get held back?
Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I could probably do the same homework as a 10-year-old in math.
It just makes no sense.
But, like, a normal person would not be. It's weird.
I don't understand. He's like 17 and she's like 11 and they're doing the same. How old is she? Is she like 12? 13?
I think so. I think she's like 12.
Okay.
So here's another thing, Jen. Did you get this? Willie goes, you lie to me again. Because he goes in her room and confronts her. You lie to me again. I'm going to rip your lips off. Do you remember when Dad used to say that to us?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll rip your lips off and make a belt out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was real. That happened.
The belt made out of my lips would be real small and real thin.
It was the weirdest because it was kind of funny. So you almost laughed, but then you're like, oh, he's being serious.
Right.
Like he's seriously mad, even though he's being funny.
Yeah. We had that problem with him a lot.
Yeah. And like, you're like, I don't laugh. I can't laugh.
I can't laugh in this moment. So Nancy starts screaming for Harriet and Nels and Harriet get called into this and Nancy's freaking out. So Nels is like, Nels is pretty good in this episode because he's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Let's see if Willie's homework's in here. So he starts digging through Nancy's desk and she's freaking out. You hate me. You hate me. Stop. Then he finds it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, And he's comparing the two homeworks. And he's like, you have all the same ones wrong that Willie does.
Which, again, why are they doing the same homework?
And then Nels says, wait a minute, you're copying here. And Nancy's like, no, he copied off me. And Nels is like, that's not true because his is done.
His is done and yours isn't.
Yours like, isn't. She's done. So then the best is Nels goes, why are you copying off of Willie?
Yeah, like if you're going to copy somebody's homework.
Yep.
Don't pick Willie's.
So Nels figures this out and he's flipping out. He wants Nancy to apologize. She refuses. And he tells Willie, you go to bed and Harriet, you go downstairs because I'm going to spank this kid.
Damn.
And Timmy was with me watching it, of course.
Of course.
And Timmy goes, wow, is that Winoka Nels?
Like how Timmy doesn't like Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Harriet and Nels fight over punishing her. And Nels is like, look, we need to start being firm. Now, it's very important to note here that Nancy does the master move of threatening to run away.
Yep.
If I was Harriet, I'd be like, if you run away, can I spend some alone time with Paul looking for you?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So Nels is like, all right, well, here's what we'll do. She has to start working at the restaurant. And I just wrote, oh, they want to stick her on Carolyn now.
Yeah, well, it was good for Nellie, and it was, but Percival is really what changed Nellie.
Yes. And let's face it, Nellie was not this bad.
No, not even close. Mm-hmm.
So Harriet breaks the news to Nancy that she has to start working and tells her she'll pay her $1 a day.
Well, when she tells her that she has to start working, she's like, Nels, father hates me. He hates me. I'm like, he literally hates you. He literally does.
So, but this is Nels made this bed.
Yeah, he did.
So now we see Willie and Albert. And they're cooking up something. And I thought it was going to be better than what it was.
Yeah, me too.
Lame, guys. Lame.
Albert used to be an operator. What happened? He's getting soft. Country living's making him soft.
This was fucking lame, guys. So in school, Laura asks, okay, now what boys are auditioning for the pageant? Raise your hands. No one raises their hands. And now the girls start bailing on the pageant and Laura starts yelling. Like, what the fuck is going on?
She's always yelling at her class. She's like the meanest teacher. She really is.
She really is. At the Olsons, Harriet.
But she never really says that she's canceling it, but she kind of says it. The whole thing falls apart.
Nobody's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So at the Olsons, Harriet's like, I'll put on this fucking pageant myself.
But wait, did you get what Laura said after they were done discussing the pageant shit?
No.
So the pageant falls apart and then she starts the lesson. They're going to discuss all the mistakes they made on the test. She's just like the harshest teacher.
Great. So Harriet's like, I'm going to put this on myself. And she tries to force Willie to be in the pageant with Nancy and he flips out.
Flip. I don't blame him.
And he just like the lid is off.
If mom was like, everyone abandon the school play because they all hate Amy and you have to be in it with her, I would lose my fucking shit. There's no question.
He says no one wanted to be in the pageant because they hate Nancy. And also, she knew Belinda was in the ice house. And I basically, like, I fucking hate her. And he storms off.
It was like an As the World Turns, Bold and the Beautiful, like, move.
It was a move. It was like, no, I don't want to say it was a good day, sir. It wasn't really. That's not appropriate. Mm-mm. Nancy says, you know what? I don't care if everybody hates me because my own mother hated me. And that's why she left me. And she's like, I try to make my mother like me every day, but she left me anyway. I took care of her, and all she did was beat me and yell at me, and then she left me on a street corner alone. Harriet totally buys this.
Damn, yeah.
And she says,
and even Nels is like,
Right, because she says to Nels, we were in such a hurry to get her that we didn't look into her past.
Yep.
And Nels is like, okay, Harriet, like, I get it. But we still need to do something here.
My whole thing is don't buy this. Don't buy this story. Trust but verify, as we say in the biz.
Trust but verify. Trust no one is our motto. But okay. So Harriet's like, we just need to be patient with her. Maybe the working in the restaurant will be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcast or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
At school, Laura's walking in with Nancy, and Nancy announces to the class that she's dropping out of the pageant so that everyone else could be in it.
And then I'm immediately suspicious. That whole class should immediately be suspicious. What is this load of crap?
Laura, who dealt with Nellie, should immediately be suspicious.
I know. Like, how many times do these people have to get duped by diabolical maniacs and like bad blonde wigs before they understand?
So she cries and she runs out. And then Laura, in a real weird move, tells the entire class Nancy's abandonment story.
Yeah.
What? Okay. She says, we need to think about her pain and her abandonment, and we need to be empathetic. So Laura then tells Nancy, guess what? The entire class heard about your shit life and have decided to be in the play with you.
And Albert's kind of like, he's getting out manipulated, and I'm so disappointed in him.
I know. No offense, Albert is not living up to the standard here.
Yeah.
So she runs out, she smirks and whispers, dummies, and yep, we see her leave. Now we get this, believe me, I appreciated it, this random pause scene in the middle of this episode.
Yeah, super like, random.
When am I going to be able to use that air horn again? When am I going to be able to see him shirtless
again? I think it's
again?
Gone. Forever.
Timmy did say he might throw on a pair of pants like that with the suspenders.
I thought the air horn was for shirtless Bob.
It is.
I feel like he has gray chest hair now. He's probably not going to go shirtless.
Maybe not. All of a sudden, Mr. Case, some rando, sees Charles.
He's not some rando. He's the orphanage guy.
Oh, is he the manager of the orphanage?
He's the manager of the orphanage. He's the one that dealt with the Alicia and, or not Alicia, with the Cassandra and James.
Hooper kids
and with Nancy.
You mean they kept him consistent?
I think so.
Okay. He asks about James and Cassandra, and Charles says, you know, things are good but crowded. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, the orphanage is crowded ever since they closed, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. He's like, how's Nancy?
And like, Charles, I hate to ask.
Charles is like, now that we know she's been abandoned, it helped us to understand her a little bit more. Again, why are we talking about this kid? Okay. Case is like, her mother died in childbirth, dude. And she never knew her. And she was raised by her grandmother, who had to give up on her because she was a nightmare. Okay, now I want to say something right here. That is also trauma. Right. We understand this, right?
Right. Like, apparently we don't.
Just because her mother didn't beat the shit out of her and abandon her, her mother died and she was raised by her grandmother. Right. Also trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Put a pin in that. Charles is like, hey, Mr. Case, can you write all this down?
Can you write this shit down for me?
Because, yeah, I need to bring it to Mrs. Olson. Now at the restaurant, Carolyn and Hester Sue are cooking, and Nancy's there, and she's ready for work, and she's supposed to wash the dishes, Jen, but she can't do this. So she starts to cry, and I wrote, she's a good actress.
Is she, though?
She brings on those tears. I mean, think about Laura. She can never generate a tear when she needs to.
I mean, sobbing over a sight of a sink full of dishes, I get.
I get that, too. That really resonated with me. So she starts crying and saying, like, to Hester Sue, being here with you in the kitchen reminds me of my mother, and Hester Sue's hugging her. Carolyn comes in and's like, what the fuck's going on? And Hester Sue is like, she's not ready for this, Carolyn. Maybe we need to have her near the work in the switchboard. I just wrote, do not let that kid near the switchboard.
There was never any follow-up to that. Like, we never saw it happen.
That's when Carolyn went over, and I'm guessing that's when Charles showed up, because they were all there for the next scene.
Oh, so it all fell apart, basically. Yeah.
So at the Olsons now, the Ingles are all there. Laura's there. Albert's there. Charles.
For some unknown reason.
Yeah. They're all there, and Charles presents Harriet with the backstory. Mm. Harriet's freaking out that Nancy lied, and she's pissed. Again, just because it's not the trauma she lied about, kids still had a pretty traumatic life.
Right, still not a great life.
Mm-mm. So Harriet's like, I'm going to send her to bed without dessert. And Nels is like, no. Not enough, dude. Not enough. Laura is then like, I have an idea. What if we can teach her a lesson, but also, you know, do some good?
Well, they like to do good for people. Yeah.
And Harriet's like, okay. Just agrees to it.
This gets so weird.
And Laura's like, okay, but let's not tell Nancy that we know that she knows that, you know, we know. Like, let's just keep it.
Right.
Okay. So now Laura announces to the class when she goes to school the next day that instead of having a pageant, they're going to have a bazaar and that they could donate to an orphanage in Sleepy Eye. But what do they need for a bazaar? They need booths. And one of the main booths, and I think the only booth, is going to be the mermaid booth.
I have an index card.
We almost got through a whole episode.
When did mermaids come on the scene and become popular?
I love mermaids so much. Can we discuss that?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to guess with The Little Mermaid, which is actually an old fairy tale.
Do you know when that fairy tale came out?
16th century.
Wow. Okay. In folklore, a mermaid is an aquatic creature with the head and upper body of a female human and the tail of a fish. Mermaids appeared in folklore of many cultures across Europe, Asia, and Africa thousands of years ago. The concept of mermaids in the West may have been influenced by Greek mythology, specifically the sirens, which were originally half bird-like.
Yeah.
But came to be pictured as half fish during the Christian era. Historical accounts of mermaids, such as those reported by Columbus during his exploration of the Caribbean.
So I was only 100 years off there.
What do you mean?
I said the 16th century. Columbus is 1492.
Okay, first of all, that's 100 and some years off, which is a lot, but that's not when that fairy tale was written.
No, the 16th century would be the 1500s.
Yeah, but that's not when that fairy tale was written.
Okay.
The sirens are from the Greek. That's like BC.
I know that.
So the Columbus sightings were suspected to be manatees.
Oh God. Columbus got a lot wrong, guys. He really did.
There have been many references of mermaids in literature, such as Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid. Okay, so that's the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And your guess was the 1500s.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you mixing that up with? Because he was in the 1800s.
I feel like...
Like Hansel and Gretel, all that stuff came out of...
No, I feel like it had a Renaissance vibe to me.
No, 1836.
Okay.
They have subsequently been depicted in paintings, operas, books, etc. Disney. But the original Little Mermaid was 1836, so it would have been probably still really popular about this time.
How do you feel about The Little Mermaid, the Disney cartoon?
It's all right. I don't have strong feelings about it either way. Yeah, I liked it.
Did you like Ursula? You probably did.
I mean, I feel like the whole Little Mermaid story is problematic.
Of course it is. But did you, a lot of those things are problematic. But did you like Ursula? You probably resonated with her.
Yeah, I resonated with Ursula, mm-hmm. for sure.
And you had a little Flotsam and Jetsam doing your dirty work.
I wish.
Okay. So now Laura assigns that Albert will be in charge of the mermaid booth. Willie's like, my dad will donate the lumber. And who, Jenny, will be the star of the mermaid booth?
Is that Lafayette Beetle voting for himself? They have to nominate someone.
And who do they nominate?
Okay, there's a couple things here. Belinda nominates Nancy.
Her attempted murderer.
Gen X pro tip. If you tried to murder someone and then they nominate you for something good, be suspicious. Actually, if you try to murder someone and failed, clearly failed.
Right.
And they're like, hey, I think she should be like the amazing thing that everyone wants to be. Mm-hmm, be mm-hmm. suspicious of that.
100%. Okay.
So, but you know what Nancy thought? Because I'm like, how did Nancy not think of that? But later she says, I think she nominated me because she thought the class would embarrass me and not go along.
Oh, okay. And she also says they needed the most beautiful girl.
Well, yeah.
And that's clearly me.
Yeah, because she thinks the class is stupid. She didn't realize the mm-hmm. class was in on it.
So now Nels and Harriet are in the store, and Nancy comes in and says she needs a mermaid costume because she's been nominated to be the star of the star booth. And Nels and Harriet are like, Yeah.
Nels is like, why would they nominate you? God, that's so mean.
So now the day of the bazaar arrives. Cut to the bazaar. Willie and Albert are working in secret on the mermaid booth. And Nancy does look pretty in her mermaid costume.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole town comes out for the bazaar.
I thought I saw Carl's Jr. walking around for a second.
Oh, I wish.
I'm like, there must be fireworks somewhere.
Does he ever come back?
Oh, probably not.
So, Jen, I didn't see any other booths except for this mermaid booth.
There's like knock the bottles over.
I didn't see that.
That kind of thing.
Did they build that quickly?
They built all this stuff.
So Willie and Albert lure Nancy into the booth and they tell her to get on a swing. How she gets on this swing and doesn't notice the water under her.
Yeah, suspicious.
Suspicious. Then they unveil the booth and it's a dunk tank. And I remembered this episode. Mm-hmm.
Whoever invented the dunk tank, thank you. Right? Like, they were just like, this is amazing.
100%. I love it so much. Nancy realizes what is happening and she freaks out.
Yep.
And Belinda's the first.
First in line.
And she dunks her and the whole town laughs. And I just wrote, and even Timmy was like, this is a step too far. This is public humiliation.
Well, and I like how they all just let this ride. Like, Nels and Harriet are laughing.
Yes. Guys, this is public humiliation. And like I said, even though this girl is awful, she still had a traumatic past.
Yeah.
This is real fucking weird. So now Harriet goes over and dunks her.
Yeah.
And then she runs over and tells her she loves her. Now I want to say something.
They get into a big fight and she dunks her. Mm-hmm.
I want to say something. Over the weekend, I had Dad here for Father's Day because I'm a good daughter.
Right. I saw that whole drama.
And Lafayette Beetle fell in the pool.
Why is there not video of this?
And I'm screaming, oh my God, Timmy, because the cover was on the pool.
Oh no. And he almost drowned?
I'm screaming, oh my God. So Timmy just lackadaisical opens the gate and is trying to get the dog to swim over to the stairs. Meanwhile, I go into mom hero mode. And I fly around the side of the pool and I just grab that dog and lift him right out.
Oh, God.
And I felt like a little bit like Harriet here because then I'm like, I hate you. I hate you. I love you too. So Lafayette Beetle had a near drowning. Yeah. And I feel like Timmy was going to let him in there a little bit.
Yeah, you know, see how that plays out.
Well, Timmy was like trying to train him. Like, oh, he could swim to the ladder. I'm like, he's crying and drowning.
God, what a fucking idiot dog.
And dad puts down his beer and goes, I think it's time we go. So now, in a real weird move, we have a Laura voiceover. And she says, Nancy sat up there the whole day. And some people said she was a good sport for it. She was still awful, but maybe she'd be better because she knew the whole town cared enough to call her out on her bullshit. And then she says, so remember that when your parents are punishing you.
Yeah. Yep.
That was right out of Michael Landon's mouth.
Super weird. Well, this is written by, directed by Michael Landon. That's the first one.
Michael Landon, what are you doing to
me? What are you doing?
You're killing the vibe here. All right, Jenny, whose fault is this?
I have that it's either the government's record-keeping fault or Harriet's. I'm not sure.
I have that it's Nell's, and that ties into my why, so I'm going to go first.
Okay.
At the end of every episode, we look back in a theme or a lesson, something we learned from the show, either on the original airing or the rewatch. Think about how it affected us in our childhood and as we were growing up. We call it our why. It's designed to finish the sentence, Gen X, this is why. Jenny, this is why you always make sure you can open a door from the inside.
Okay. Before, like, you go into a place?
Wow. Wow.
Like, know if you're going to be trapped?
Know if you're going to be trapped, guys. If somebody's, Jenny, if I was like, Jenny, Timmy finished your bedroom downstairs, go get in it, but there's no doorknob on the inside, just knock when he wants to let you out.
No.
No.
Nope. No.
Mm-mm. No. Jenny, what is your why?
My why is, this is why we thought there was always elaborate plans going on, like plots and plans that, like, like that your whole class could be plotting against you, or your family could be in cahoots with your teacher.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's just always these elaborate back channel things going on.
Yeah. And we always thought it was okay to humiliate someone.
Yeah. Like, well, our teachers used to do this.
We talk a lot about teacher humiliation.
Our teachers used to do stuff like this.
But
so the fact that Laura thought of this and executed it is not surprising at all.
We've just learned so much about childhood trauma. Timmy and I were talking about this last night. Like, we just know so much more now.
You mean as a society, or you and I have learned so much?
As a society. As a society. We just know so much more now.
Thank God.
It's crazy. Thank God. I mean, we have not improved as humans in many ways. This is one of the ways we've improved.
Yeah. No, we really have.
100%. All right, Jenny, why don't you tell everyone what's coming up next?
Season 4? Mm-hmm. I mean, episode 4? Yep. Season 8, episode 4, Dark Sage. When Doc Baker's workload becomes too much for one person.
Workload.
When Doc Baker's workload becomes too much for one person, arrangements are made for a black doctor and his wife to join the community.
Okay, so we're going to get some Harriet being racist.
Yep.
We're going to probably get some Nancy being racist.
I'm not surprised that she's, I wouldn't be surprised if she was racist.
Paul's going to have to, you know, when you think about Michael Landon as a master at this, I'm going to create a scenario in which my character is always the moral compass.
Well, and I'm reading some trivia about this episode. Their last name is Ledoux.
Okay,
it's a French last name. Harriet assumes they're French. They're probably from New Orleans or from the French, like,
from
the Creole South.
All right, Jen. We have some good stuff coming up. Episode 5 is Laura's college class brings romantic pressure from a professor.
Oof. Ooh.
An aging circus daredevil attempts to prove himself to the children of Walnut Grove. Yes!
Wait, what episode is the Laura one?
A Wiser Heart, number 5.
That's Eliza Jane.
Yeah. Laura's college class brings romantic pressure from a professor and a confrontation with Eliza Jane.
Oh, it doesn't say anything about Laura's. It just says a rude professor. Okay.
Episode 7, Mr. Olson seeks revenge on his wife after she refuses to pay a ransom to his kidnappers.
He gets kidnapped.
Oh, this is amazing. Amazing stuff, guys.
Oh no.
What?
Charles John Jr. dies in, spoiler alert, episode 8. And Mr. Edwards is in it.
Oh, yes. Ride or Die comes back, guys.
Over Uncle Jed. Oh, is he back? Uncle Jed comes back demanding custody, Aim.
Oh, yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Guys, dude. Over on Patreon, we are doing Golden Girls, which will be out next week. But we're also doing Rocky IV. And I'm so excited about it. Are you excited, Jenny?
Yeah, super excited. Oh, wait, I see Manly sweating it out in bed. Episode 17.
Ooh. Hold on.
The marriage between Amanda and Laura faces its final test when he falls seriously ill. Episode 17, Days of Sunshine, Days of Shadow, Part 1.
Oh, he has a stroke? The next one is Almanzo refuses to exercise to regain use of his legs until a storm levels his home and he realizes that Laura too has given up hope.
Oh, God. These guys are a mess.
Oh, do you remember this episode, Stone Soup? I remember this one. Laura endangers her health and the life of her unborn child when she fights to keep a newly planted fruit orchard alive. I remember that very well.
I remember that.
Yep. Jenny, you know what's so great about all these episodes as we're going through them? I did not hear the word Mary one time.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. Guys, if you haven't already, sign up for our Patreon. We do a bunch of stuff over there. And how you can sign up for Patreon is there is a link in the episode description. Go there, click on it, it'll take you through. If you're having difficulty accessing Patreon, like we talked about in the beginning, you can also click on that link. It'll take you to Patreon, it'll verify you're a patron, and then it will ask you which pod player you want to use, and it will put the RSS feed right in there for you. So that is the link you should be using. Also, if you haven't already, sign up for our Facebook group, The Mimi Bees.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I put videos of Dad calling Jenny out on her shit in there.
Whatever. Lame.
And things are escalating with the slap.
I don't know. I haven't even seen anything about it. I have a lawyer.
You're lawyered up now. Ken has said that she is going to submit witness testimony.
How is she? Okay, so her and her fake lawyer, Amy. Because I have a real lawyer. Amy's charging Ken for...
I'm taking up as a lawyer.
This is stupid.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.